Thanks for joining us on Sandful Radio. Zach Milbank here, and joining me today to preview the huge Anzac Day blockbuster at Peter Motley Oval on Tuesday is Sturt coach Marty Matner. How are you, Marty?
Yeah, very good, Zach. How are you?
Good, thank you. Great to have you on board and catch up with you ahead of the huge clash which is looming against Woodville West Torrens from 2:10 p.m. on Tuesday. How do you think you're placed?
It's a tough one at the moment. We haven't started the season very well in terms of wins and losses. But in terms of like some of the footy we've played has been really good. I guess it's just about that consistency of four-quarter effort, and we've been lacking in that, and that's probably, we haven't been able to get a win so far.
Yeah, your final quarter against Adelaide in round one was exceptional, and then your first half was quite solid against Glenelg before falling away after the main change.
Yeah, even probably a half against Adelaide. Also, our first quarter was quite good, kicking to a breeze and sort of kept Adelaide to two, I think it was two goals, so it was quite pleasing. And our last quarter was good, but against most teams now, you can't afford to play half footy and try and expect a win. So that's probably been the most disappointing thing. It's been, halves of games rather than just maybe half a quarter where we've been poor, and the opposition, and they hurt you nowadays. And, Crows have kicked six goals in a quarter against us, and Glenelg kicked eight goals. So it's something we have to look at, and we trained last night really well. And the boys, we've had a fair review of the game the last 2 weeks, and the boys are looking forward to, next Tuesday against the Eagles.
So from the review, what do you think's causing those lapses, Marty?
It's a little bit of, concentration, communication and intensity, I think. Again, as we mentioned on the third quarter against Glenelg, we're beating inside and we're beating outside as well. So the contest, so it's a bit disappointing in terms of that. Again, it's, communication, leaving free players at stoppages or not manning up and things like that. So it's just something we probably need to work on. We did last night, and the boys trained, like I said, they trained really well. We reviewed the game. We worked on some things we needed to work on, and the boys trained really well. We sort of turn around this week because we need to quickly.
I know you won't use it as an excuse, but obviously your injury list at the moment is quite considerable, and particularly the quality of guys sidelined. Obviously, two of your key midfielders, they'd walk into any Sandful club's midfield in Aidan Riley and James Battersby out at the moment. Riley with a broken nose and Battersby with that finger tendon injury. And then two consistent and important link men in defence in Tommy Harms and Sam Jonas as well, missing. So you've had to sort of find replacements for that, and that sort of unsettled you a little bit. And obviously John Greenslade's the other one with a knee reconstruction.
Yeah, it's one of those things, every team sort of has a few injuries. It's just, it's probably not the best thing to have them all at one time, I think. But like I said, every club sort of goes through it. We've probably been lucky this year in, we did recruit quite well, so we've been able to cover those things. In terms of, Byron Sumner's played a bit of midfield, Sam Colhoun's played midfield. So we've been able to sort of cover the guys. It's just, you're right, it is the quality of players, and you really do miss them. We're trying to get them back as quick as we can, but, what it does do is gives opportunity to guys, and, Stephen Slimming's been playing really good footy, and Mitch Crowden's come in and played some good footy as well. So in terms of that, it does provide opportunities for other players, and I think, a couple of the players have really stepped up and played some really good footy. So we take that sort of positive out of it, and their exposure to league footy is a positive as well.
Yeah, certainly impressive performance, or a couple of encouraging performances from Mitch Crowden, as you mentioned there. Loves to tackle and use the footy well when he does get the ball. Ben Hansen, how's his ankle going? Obviously, he only played probably the first 5 minutes against Glenelg on Good Friday and wasn't able to put any weight on it.
Yeah, he had some issues with his ankle, sort of slash foot. Had scans on Tuesday and revealed no sort of structural damage, which is a pleasing thing. Didn't train last night. We had a main session last night. And we'll probably, look to train on Friday. And if he gets through training on Friday night, then he's probably puts his hand up to play Tuesday. But again, He probably needs to get through training on Friday, and then we've still got a session, little session on Sunday morning. So the pleasing thing is still a long time between a game. So that's, you know, a positive and a plus for Ben. He gives him every opportunity to get up this week. But again, you know, he needs to probably have at least one and a bit sessions on the track to sort of put his name up.
Does that extra break help the rest of the squad as well? Because that was that a bit of a factor against Glenelg, given that I guess you'd played on the Sunday against Adelaide and rolled into sort of Good Friday, and obviously they'd had a bit longer break?
Yeah, I guess it's that unknown. You don't really know. I mean, we did it last year. I think we played Nord on a five-day break and we won. So, this year it didn't work out for us. But, again, you know, every team sort of has to go through it at some stage throughout the year, and we weren't quite good enough. But, yeah, I think the extra break this week has been good for two reasons. Yeah, to get the players, you know, ready. It was a bit of a short week last week in terms of recovery and that sort of thing, but also to be able to work on some of the things that we sort of focused on in our review and stuff that we needed to work on as a team. So in terms of that, it's been great to sort of, and to give the players, you know, some time to work on some things.
A couple of really talented boys at the Sturt Footy Club coming back into the fold after some time with the AFL Academy, and Callum Coleman-Jones and Jordan Houlihan. I know Houlihan's sort of been pegged back a little bit due to that shoulder injury, but he's just coming back into playing some footy.
Yeah, so I think he played a quarter or a half or something in the AFL Academy game, which was pleasing because he's missed a lot of footy end of last year and sort of pre-season, so good to see him back. I think at this stage he'll probably come back through the 18s just because we can manage his time there a little bit better.
Yep.
And we feel like that's probably better to ease him back into just some touch and some getting some match fitness. So he'll probably come back through there. And yeah, Callum Coleman-Jones, he's an interesting one. He's like, he's had some really good form in the trials. We've been very pleased with his progress in pre-season. He sort of puts his name up for league selection after being away for a couple of weeks. But again, so we've had some good form from our tools. Tom Reed's been playing some quite good footy.
Yeah.
Andre Prowler and Jack Osborne's back now. So it's good to have, I guess, it's one thing, it's just positive to have at the moment is we've got some good tall players in good form. So that is one positive we've got at the club. They're all fighting for positions, which is, you know, a good thing to have. Puts competition and puts blokes, you know, if you do play a bad game, then someone's ready to go and come in.
Speaking of good form, obviously your opponents on Anzac Day are certainly in that type of touch at the moment. Woodville West Torrens and had two wins from two starts, top of the table, and they've, despite turning over some players, seem to have refreshed the list nicely.
Yeah, they've definitely done great things. Mick Godden's been good, and I guess that's why he's been there for so long, and they've been so successful for a long time. They again turned over a lot of players, and they've had a big change, but they're still, you know, still winning games and playing well. And it's a great challenge for us. And like we said, we like playing against the best players, and they have been the best team for a long time. It's something we look forward to, and you know, they're going to come out ready to go. They were disappointed about the loss last year in the grand final. And they're going to sort of try and, you know, come out and try and beat us. And, you know, we need to get some form back and to win a game. So it's going to be a great battle, and I think it's going to be a really good game.
Jack Hayes is one in particular who's really stood up in their first couple of games and benefited from the opportunity. So he's no doubt one to watch. And who are some others on your radar?
Yeah, I think, Jack Hayes is one, you know, we're sort of very wary of. He's played a lot of footy for the club. You know, he's played in, I think, he probably played in the last two reserves grand finals as well. So he's played a lot of footy at a high level, and I think that's, you know, a good thing that the Eagles have got is they've got a lot of players who've been around the club for a long time and played a lot of footy at senior level. Jake Johansson's a good inclusion for him, Paul Stewart down in defence. So, yeah, they've sort of got some quality players and have been able to, you know, not only get players from other clubs, but also their kids coming through, you know, they've developed them quite well and they've been able to replenish their list quite well. So, yeah, it's going to be a real challenge for us on Tuesday. And, like I said again, we're looking forward to it. And, it's going to be a great game at Peter Motley.
Indeed it is, Marty. Thank you very much for your time today on Sandful Radio to preview that huge Anzac Day blockbuster at Peter Motley Oval. Very special to have it at the ground. Hopefully a huge crowd there with some nice weather will be a fitting for the occasion, that is for sure. We wish you all the best for the game and look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Thank you very much, Zach.